106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
I'm Siobhan Mead and I'm living in the old town of Stevenage. Since moving to Stevenage in November of last year, I've experienced countless abusive and intimidation from young people. It's something that's really, really close to my heart, and I just think that something needs to be addressed, and working in partnership with all those organisations and services, we can hopefully eliminate hate crime. Over the weekend, I and Sean actually received a really intimidating and threatening situation. We were just off to have a good night, having a takeaway, and a group of lads thought it would be quite hilarious to start laughing and also basically wanting to mug us for our money. They didn't actually approach us, but the words were there, and the threat I felt to be quite serious. You know, they basically were just being very intimidating in terms of what they said. So we challenged it, and luckily we got some footage on video. So we got the evidence there to kind of back us up, and to also to let people know that it does happen and it exists and it is a real problem. And yesterday we received a similar verbal abuse from a group of teenagers on the way home. So it's happening all the time, which is really, really sad. The majority of people are actually disgusted, and they said that they generally would feel the same way, that a group of teenagers wearing hoodies or tracksuits. And, you know, it's not just disabled people that feel threatened by this or intimidated. It's the general public that get this, oh my goodness, you know, there's a group of lads there that, you know, they look a bit dodgy. And, you know, they feel a bit threatened, and they might not be doing anything wrong. That's the sad fact of it as well, that they might just be hanging around, just chilling with their mates. But the impression that they give is one of fear, and, you know, not necessarily they want to kind of come across in a fearful way, because the majority of probably young people are really quite decent. But you just get the few that spoil that reputation, really. I'm hoping to go into every single secondary school in Stevenage and the surrounding districts to educate young people about the damaging effects that disability hate crime has on an individual. So I think it needs to be highlighted, and also to basically let them know what they're doing isn't fun, and it can have life-changing and devastating consequences on that person that they're doing it to. So it's basically bringing the schools and parents in to look at where we can go from here and positively move forward, and hopefully educate the students and young people that, you know, they can't go around doing this. And I really want a zero tolerance on antisocial behaviour and disability hate crime.